Today, however, the deserted village is almost too bright to look at, although we'll no doubt see better once our eyes have adjusted from the murk of Thunderclap and the passage beneath the Dixie Pig. Every shadow is crisp. They might have been cut from black felt and laid upon the oven. The sky is a sharp and cloudless blue, the air is chill, the wind, whining around the eaves of the empty buildings and through the battlements of Castle Discordia, is autumnal and somehow introspective. Sitting in Fedex Station is an atomic locomotive, what was called a hot eng by the old people, with the words Spirit of Topeka written on both sides of the bullet nose. The slim pilot house windows have been rendered almost completely opaque by centuries of desert grit flung against the glass. But little does that matter. The Spirit of Topeka has made her last trip, and even when she did run regularly, no mere Hume ever guided her course. Behind the engine are only three cars. There were a dozen when she set out from Thunderclap Station on her last run, and there were a dozen when she arrived in sight of this ghost town. But, ah well, that's Susanna's tale to tell, and we will listen as she tells it to the man she called Din when there was a quartet for him to guide. And here is Susanna herself, sitting where we saw her once before, in front of the Gin Puppy Saloon. Parked at the hitching rail is her chrome steed, which Eddie dubbed Susie's Cruisin' Trike. She's cold, and hasn't so much as a sweater to pull close around her, but her heart tells her that her wait is almost over. And how she hopes her heart is right, for this is a haunted place. To Susanna, the whine of the wind sounds too much like the bewildered cries of the children who were brought here to have their bodies ruined and their minds murdered. Beside the rusty Quonset hut up the street, the Arc 16 experimental station, do you not recall it, are the gray cyborg horses. A few more have fallen over since the last time we visited. A few more click their heads restlessly back and forth, as if trying to see the riders who will come and untether them.